يا من حباه ربه بالذكر والقرآن، وخاصه خالقه بالنور والفرقان، في الغار ابتدعا وحين جاء، في الغار ابتدعا وحين جاء. طه حبيب الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وبه نستعين وهو خير المعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As we were talking about the importance of life and time, especially the most precious time which we have in our life is youth age. And I told you that the passage of our life is in three parts. We have one childhood, and then youth age, and then old age. And about these three passage of life, we have beautiful ayah of Quran which says that these three parts of the lives are very important, especially the youth age, in Surah Rum, ayah number 44, where Allah is saying, "Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min dhu'f." As I told you that the first stage of our life is childhood, which in which we are very, very in weak stage. So the state of weakness, Allah is saying, Allah is He who created you from the state of weakness. Then ثُمَّ جَعْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ضُعْفٍ قُوَّامٍ. The second stage is then He gave strength after weakness. After the childhood age, slowly, slowly we go towards the strength, which is our youth age. Then what Allah is saying, ثُمَّ جَعْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ الضُعْفَ وَشَيْبَ. And then after this strength which Allah has given us in youth age, weakness again Allah will give us. Again the white hair will show to come in our hairs, and every weakness we can see in our physical appearance. So this between two weakness only we have one very strong and full of energy time and age, about which Allah is saying that I want to talk to human being in this age. As we know that there is no any ahkam, there is no any responsibility, there is no any mas'uliyah, any taklif, nothing is wajib, nothing is haram, nothing is must or forbidden for a child, for a person who is less than in boys 14 or in girls 9. So Allah is saying, when you are in childhood, because you are weak, I don't want to talk to you in like, I don't want to give you any serious responsibility. I'm not addressing you for ahkam ilahi. And even after the youth age, when we get slowly, slowly towards again weakness, which is our old age, the ahkam of ilahi, the laws of Allah, Allah will take it very easily. Like how we know about ladies that hijab is after 60, or you know, the different age, Allah is saying that it's not that much strict as it should be in the youth age. So Allah is talking to me, Allah wants something from me, Allah has expectation from me in this youth age, because I'm full of energy, I'm full of life, I have attraction, I can do everything in this age, because Allah has given me all the His blessing in the same age. And then I want to share with you the beautiful hadith after the Quran, because we get to know that Quran has mentioned. I suggest to my viewers that if they go and recite this ayah of Quran, they will enjoy definitely, because Allah is giving period as a period of quwwat, period of strength, period of power. So how, where should I spend my this power, my this energy, my this beauty, my this perfection or attraction which I have in this age? After Quran, we have one beautiful hadith in which Ma'asum is saying that when we will stand in front of Allah on the Day of Judgment, because it is very clear and very obvious that we have to give the hisab and the answer of whatever Allah has given to us, all His blessings. So whenever we stand for namaz, for salat, because we are standing in front of Allah, we should remember exactly the same situation which will come in the day of, on the Day of Judgment. So we should remember that how I could be responsible to answer all the blessings and bounties which Allah has given to me. So here the riwayat is saying that when man will stand in front of Allah on the Day of Judgment, Allah will ask him about four things. One is about youth age, that how you have spent your youth age. Second is about life, whole life. Like if Allah has given me 60, 70 years, Allah will ask how I have spent my this 60, 70 years. And but about youth age, a special question. Why? It shows the importance of this age. Like how in our parts of our body, the tongue is different, because tongue, Allah will ask specially about tongue. Tongue's hisab kitab is different from all others, other part of the bodies. Why? Because it has more power, it has more freedom, it has more energy, it has more abilities which other parts of the body they don't have. So there are many hadith which say this, the treatment which Allah will do, the dealing which Allah will do with tongue is completely different from the other parts of our body. So that's why Allah is saying, I'll ask about four things. One is youth age, second is about whole life, third is about how you have earned, from where. And then usually we know about this, that Allah will ask, but maybe we forget that how you spend the money, Allah will ask even about that. The fourth one is how you have spent that money, because how it comes in your life, but how it goes, that is also very, very, very important. That's why sometimes we have to be very, very careful, and we have to live simple life. Simplicity is the best thing which can make us very closer to Allah. Why? Because في حلالها حساب وفي حرامها عقاب. Because something is halal, definitely I have earned in the halal way, but I have spent it in the halal way, definitely. But Allah said, if it is halal, then I'll ask. Haram, definitely, that is has different dealing. That is, there is punishment, there is iqab for haram. So whatever is halal, Allah is asking about that. That youth age, which I have spent in halal way, but Allah is asking how you have spent it. Or money which I'm spending in a halal way, Allah is asking me that how, just for showing off, I have bought all this stuff, all this material, all this dressing up. So what was your intention? Where you wanted to go? What was your purpose of your life? So all these are very important in our life. Then if we get to know all these hadith and ayat of Quran, our life will become very, very beautiful. Like then we can really enjoy Islam, practicing Islam, and enjoy our life. Why? Because look, after this hadith, you know that we can live youthful life forever. How? About dunya and about akhirah, I will prove for you that if I could achieve my youth age in the way of Allah, if I could spend my youth age in the way of Allah, then I'm always young, even in this dunya and hereafter. How it is in this dunya? Hadith says that إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِ إِذَا غَلَبَهُ زُعْفُ الْكِبَرِ أَمَرَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكِ أن يكتب له في حاله تلك مثل ما كان يعمل وهو شاب نشيط صحيح. It's a beautiful hadith that when a Muslim gets weak in his old age, because maybe I'm in old age but I'm not weak, I'm full of energy, but if I'm weak And then I can't do the same I used to do in my youth age or when I wasn't weak. What will happen? Hadith says, that time Allah orders the angel to write for him the same reward, the same deeds which he used to do in his youth age when he was full of energy, when he was in the healthy situation. So if whatever I'm doing in my youth age, whatever my timetable is, my routine is, for example, I used to do a lot of charity, I used to do a lot of activities, work or ibadah, worshipping, salat, namaz, tasbih, dua, or whatever physical activities in the way of Allah, whatever I used to do, in weakness or in old age, when I get weak and I don't have that much energy, I couldn't do, Allah is saying to, Allah is ordering to angels, go and look at my servant, my Ab, in the same situation when he was in his youth age and when he was healthy and full of life and power. So my activities is not ending at all. In this even world, I'm always, Allah is dealing me always as a young, as a youth. How beautiful it is. It's amazing that how Allah is dealing with me. So if I could deal with my youth age, if I could control that my period, which is very important with this youth age, then I'm having my accountants, my bank balance is always open. Never ever Allah will close that bank balance for me, which is really, really amazing. And then other thing which is very important is about hereafter. I usually say to my youths, to my audience that, look, do you want to live forever young and smart and gorgeous and full of attraction and beauty and perfection? Definitely, everybody say yes. We want that because it is our fitrah, it is our nature that we want to go towards perfection. We want to live always healthy and full of life, our life. So if you want to be a young forever in this dunya, I told you maybe body will become a bit weak, but our bank balance is open, our dealing with Allah and angels is definitely, there is no change. We are young and youth and youth and youth until we will die, inshallah. But if you want to live forever young, not only young, the perfect young, the most beautiful young, and which is age of 16, what hadith is saying? There is a famous story that once Bilal Habashi, he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he asked him that, O Prophet of Allah, please pray for me. I would be one of the heavenly person. I want to enter to heaven. So Prophet, in that time, he said, O Bilal, you can't enter the heaven. You can't go to the heaven, to Jannah. Bilal gets so sad and he couldn't believe it, that why Prophet is saying like this to me, that I can't enter. He is a Rahmatul Alameen. He was sitting and thinking and he was with sad situation. During that, a lady, she came, she was Safiya, and she asked Rasulullah that, O Rasulullah, you pray for me, I could get entered to Jannah. The Prophet replied the same and he said, even you can't go, you can't enter. So she also gets so worried that why we can't enter the Jannah. Then after a while, Prophet gave the smile and he said that I was just giving you more surprising news and good tidings, that, O Bilal, you will not get entered to Jannah in this situation which you have in this world. You will not with this color, you will go with other color, which is white color. Or El Safiya, you can't enter with this age and with this weakness and old age, you will enter with youth age. So everybody is young, and Jannat and heaven means there is nothing has been repeated. Everything is new, no boring, and not everything is new, but every glance, every look, every taste, every bite, every second is new, because that is unlimited world. And in that unlimited world, the people who obey Allah in this world, they will be young forever, because as we know that the most enjoyable period in our life is youth age. So how it should be possible that we were not young, or we will get old in the Jannah? So first of all, think that forever means not 1,000 years, not 2,000, not 100, not 200, not million, not billion, not, you know, it can't control, it can't comes limited in the words which we have, the numbers which we have in this world. So it is for eternal, forever, or endless blessing which Allah will give us in the youth age. And if we want to be remain young forever, we have to know our beautiful Islam. In this world, if we get to know anything, any production which can make us or bring us a bit change in our skin and our looking, it that product can bring a bit change, like I can look 5 or 10 years more younger. So how I appreciate that thing and how I apply that thing. But here Quran and Ahadith, all they are screaming, all they are announcing, all they inviting us towards eternal beauty or eternal youth age forever, inshallah. And then now we get to know that youth time is the time to bond with Allah, connect with Allah. That is the beautiful time. If I have connection in that time, as we say in Farsi Shreya, that در جوانی پاک بودن شیوه پیامبریز و نهر گرگی به پیری می شود پرهیزگار. And in youth age, if I become a pious person and God-fearing person, that is the character and habit of the prophets, then I'm following the footsteps of our prophets and Anbiya Allah. So just do everything for Allah. You know, the first step, that how should I spend my youth age, is just do everything for Allah, to do all the work for Allah, which is the sweetest feeling, really, which we call it Tawheed Amali. Tawheed is a beautiful concept, and its beauty and its good feeling, sweet feeling, it should come in our practical life. Like if you do for Allah, then there is nothing, no stress, no tension. And as we know that the most important thing is intention and realization. It is not as much about the result as it is about the journey. Like I am doing this work for Allah, for sake of Allah. So the result, whatever come out, it's not on me, because it wasn't in my hand. I could do this much, I did, but if result is not according to my wish, so I'm getting the same reward. So if I did something for somebody for happiness of Allah, and that things not come out rightly, correctly, like if I wanted to meet two people together, if I wanted to make, for example, match, because which is very good deed. So if it, I did my best, I did for Allah, not for this person, not for that person, but it doesn't come out, don't worry. You know, it was a very famous saying of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi. He used to say that do whatever you want to do for Allah, then whatever come out, the natija, the result is not in it's not accountable. Allah will, don't ask that it should be like this, why it is not like that. So if I'm doing everything for Allah, you know how it is sweet. I want to describe for you that if I did for Allah, so, you know, if I don't get the response, I'm not angry, right? That angry will go out. I never say, oh, I did this much for you and you are replying, you are giving this kind of response to me, because I have lot of expectation from others. So here, if, because unfortunately our life, it goes around others, we do everything for others. I say I give this gift for that person because she has given this much to me. I'll go to her house because she has come to my house. I don't want to meet her because she never come to me when I was ill, when I was sick. So inshallah, I want to tell you that inshallah, we all promise to our Allah that we spent our life, which we don't know how it will end, for Allah, and then we can enjoy our life and our Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا من حباه ربه بالذكر والقرآن وخاصه خالقه بالنور والفرقان في الغار الدعام وحين جاء في الغار الدعام
يا الله يا الله يا Ya Allah, Ya Allah.